This is Dr. Lee dictating history, physical, patient name, William. Patient name is last name Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, Washington. First name William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth 8/5/1939. Place Future Care Charles Village. Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 4/15/2023. Patient seen on tele visit. Initial assessment today and full notes dictated. History of present illness. This is a 83-year-old male. He was admitted to University of Maryland Hospital Patient presented with the leg pain, more in the right than the left, with ambulatory dysfunction. Patient was evaluated, x-ray of the pelvis, right hip, right femur. Significant for degenerative joint disease, but no acute fracture. Patient has previously multiple medical problems, including CKD, transposed renal transplant, diabetes mellitus, history of shoulder, rotator cuff tear on the left shoulder, and patient was managed. He was diagnosed with sciatica and chronic leg pain. The patient medications adjusted for pain, PTOT consultation done in the hospital, and they recommended subacute rehab. Subsequently, patient was transferred to subacute rehab for continuing physical therapy. At present, when I saw the patient, he did not have any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no vomiting, no cough, no congestion. Past medical history, history of CKD, transposed renal transplant. Next line, history of prostatic hypertrophy. Next line, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next line, diverticulitis. Next line, history of hepatitis C. With the treatment done in the past, history of HIV disease, history of hypertension, history of neuropathy, history of pancreatitis. Surgical history included colonoscopy, history of hernia repair, renal transplant, history of TURP for the prostate, left eye surgery, history of ESRD required fistula in the past, and history of repair of hydroxy. Allergies, sulfa, antibiotic, rural system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear infection, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no arm, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, complaining of pain in the right hip, and the leg with ambulatory dysfunction, endocrine, polyunipar discharge, and urinary, no hematuria. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert. Lying on the bed, no distress. Vitals. So he's breathing comfortable, no respiratory distress. Assessment, patient is admitted. Number one, ambulatory dysfunction. Number two, right leg, right hip pain. Number three, HIV disease. Number four, history of CKD, status post renal transplant. Number five, history of hyperlipidemia. Number six, diabetes mellitus type 2. medication upon discharge, RNAS, 650, Q4-hour, Q6-hour, Q6-hour, 4 times a day. Number 2, Lantus, 4 units daily. Next 9, Miralax, 17 gram daily. Next 9, Seneca, 3.6 milligram, 2 tablets at night. Next 9, Tapenta, T-A-P-E-N-T-A-D-U-L. Tapentadol, T-A-P-E-N-T-A-D-U-L, 100 milligram BID. Next one, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Next line, Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Next one, calcitriol, 0.25 mcg daily. Next one, loperamide, 2 milligram TADPRN for diarrhea if needed. Next one, metoprolol, 50 milligram BID. Next line, mycophenolate, 360 milligram twice a day. Next one, nifedipine, XL, 30 milligram daily. Next one, Novolox, Flexpen, 4 units, 3 times a day, before meal. Next line, tacrolimus, 1 milligram BID. Next line, Trimec, T-R-I-U-M-E-Q, Trimec Q, 600/50/300, 1 tablet daily. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Pain medication will be adjusted as per patient need. Extensive PTOTD, have to increase mobility. We'll follow up labs, CBC, CMP, care plan, discuss with the patient and also with the nursing staff. Thank you.